America, there's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Why don't you just buy me a beer?
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
It's a beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
And this is Seth.
And we are drunk. At the movies. Brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well, kids, it's time for us to wrap up our Guilty Pleasures month. It was just a short run of two episodes since we did Field of Dreams earlier this month. This is a movie that I watched a lot as a kid. I don't watch it very often now. In fact, I think the last time I watched it was 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it had been quite a while before that. So I can't say that it's a guilty pleasure that I still watch on a regular basis, but it's a guilty pleasure that I really enjoyed as a kid, and I'm not totally sure why.
And I never saw it as a kid. I wanted to, but had older brothers. They didn't want to see it. Mm-hmm. I caught part of it on cable at my aunt's house when I was like 10 years old, and that was my only memory of the movie. So I'm really new to Howard the Duck.
Gotcha.
So for me, there's no guilt involved.
A fresh perspective.
Yes, yes. Whereas Field of Dreams, we discovered that we didn't feel that guilty about it, actually.
That one I knew wasn't going to be too guilty. That was more just, hey, it's baseball season.
To watch Field of Dreams.
Let's watch Field of Dreams.
This one, I think the guilt might stick.
Well, last week you heard on the toy, we went into it expecting it.
We thought it was going to be a guilty kind of pleasure.
And it turned out, holds up.
That was legitimate pleasure. I enjoyed the toy. Let's see how Howard the Duck holds up.
Yeah, I don't think the results are going to be quite as good as last time, but
there will be some key moments that I'm excited about.
Yeah, titillated, if you will. Of course, we're drinking beer from Bearded Owl. This is another new one, brand new. Prairie Ritual, but this is rosemary and sage variation of it. It is a sour at 4.5%. It's a light and refreshing sour ale with garden grown rosemary and sage. No hops were harmed in the making of this beer. Also, I thought sour. This film's reception was a little sour with the critics.
Sour almost rhymes with Howard.
It does, depending on what part of the country you're from, I suppose. But yeah, it's a very light, herbal, spicy sour. Not spicy like hot, but like actual spices. Supposed to have some very nice herbal notes, and we will be enjoying those while you enjoy your opening credits song. This is from a band called Pelicant. That's a bird pun. And from their album All Natural Disaster, this is Howard the Duck here on Drunk at the Movies.
Friends, they have all of the love. I have a nice friend. He
white friend, and he's down on his luck with this whole life.
I'm using this one.
Not only is it called Howard the Duck, there's a bird pun involved. Yes, it's perfect.
Exactly. Well, we hope you enjoyed Pelicant, and now we hope you enjoy Howard the Duck. We've got the DVD queued up on the menu. I'm already looking at Leah Thompson's adorable face.
And I'm drinking my beer out of a Batgirl glass that Dustin poured for me, and I'm realizing I could see Leah Thompson having played Batgirl.
Oh, totally could have been Barbara Gordon. Yeah, that would have... Yeah.
I would have gotten the Leah Thompson crush much earlier. We'll get into that as soon as the movie starts here, though.
Oh, for sure. I'm drinking out of a Cafe 80s pint glass, mm-hmm. and Back to the Future 2 reference, which is...
obviously a Leah Thompson film.
So, all right. Well, here we go. We're hitting play on the DVD. This is rated PG, parental guidance. That's why my parents let me watch it, even though I watched PG-13 movies.
Because this is pre-Temple of Doom, which I believe was the first PG-13 film. I'm pretty sure that rating was made for Temple of Doom. Be sure to get to us on social media and contradict me on that if you know I'm wrong.
At DL Drunkit Movies, I believe, is our Twitter handle. So this DVD, I've owned it for a few years, and this is only the second time I've watched it.
Oh, and if you're watching the movie with us, the old school Universal logo just got like 5 seconds into it.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to sync up with us, well, I'll give you a go when Universal logo goes to black, and go. Here we see the opening of Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
There's going to be bodies floating in the
water. George Lucas present. Look at that font.
Oh, yeah. It's the Terminator font.
Oh, they're on Tatooine. They're on Tatooine.
They are. Tatooine swinging. So the first shot that we see, it lets you know that we are not on Earth. We are on an Earth-like planet.
Right. We have some jazz music playing. There's Leah Thompson's name.
We got the... film noir look. Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Jones, you may know him as the principal from Ferris Bueller.
Or a potential kid
pedophile. Bueller. Yeah. Tim Robbins, of course. We all know and love Tim Robbins.
He got the Razzie Award for supporting actor in this film. And I can kind of see it.
He is very over the top.
I love Tim Robbins, but he was really playing up the camp, which is appropriate.
I think it's one of his first movies, if I remember it. Oh,
and
we just
saw Ed Gale's name. It is his first movie.
Yeah. And we have bird puns here.
Oh, yeah.
My Little Chickadee.
Main Nest and W.C. Fowls.
Yeah. That's funny. I feel like I'm in a showbiz. You know, like how they would have those variations of album covers and stuff like that with all the characters on stage.
Remember there was a Saturday Night Fever that had the dog doing disco, and then Munch was coming up like Jaws. Breeders
of the Lost Stork.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Indiana Drake. Yeah, that's a porn, right?
It should be. Like, it's not.
It's an,
hi, honey, this is your mother. Listen, I know you're very busy with a new job, but
you see, he keeps hanging up, and there was a man answering.
We'll be home all weekend.
Such cute. Right. Hey, 420.
All right, weed reference. And I wonder what day we recorded this. Yeah, kids movie, PG-13.
Now, we have to...
I had a really intense dream last night, Howie.
Oh.
I was running my fingers through your feathers, and all of a sudden... Well, you better come over tonight, and I'll show you...
Oh, dear.
So we've hit... We also had a rolling egg. We've hit sex, drugs, and rock and roll before any dialogue in the film.
The music done by Thomas Dolby. Do you recognize that name?
I don't know Thomas Dolby.
Science!
Oh, all right. That's...
She blinded me with science. That is... Oh, and there's Howard and the Heartbreakers.
Splash Dance. What a feeling.
Oh, man. God. It's so weird that in this alternate reality, they've made all the same, you know, intellectual properties, right, just duck-related.
And that's one of the theories of quantum physics, is if we do have a
that's
truly...
That's D. Snyder.
Yeah, it is, a duck. On Quack Magazine.
Why not take a shot of new shorts blaster? Huh? It's guaranteed to...
He's smoking a cigar, drinking a... Probably called a Birdweiser, if I
wouldn't be surprised.
Guess, and watching... TV shows.
Oh, Fred, I love you so much. It hurts.
They do have black ducks, so that's...
Mm-hmm.
$79.95. And they have crazy commercials.
This was parodied, like,
down
in every movie in the 80s.
Yeah.
The car salesman type guy trying to sell electronics. Written by Willard Huck, or Hoik, or Hoik.
Oh, here we go.
And Gloria Porn. Katz.
This interview this month.
Play Duck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Go straight for the centerfold. Mm-hmm. Beehive hairdo and...
So is this typical for you? Do you get home after a long day, try to see what's on TV, then get bored with it, and then decide to look at porn? Or because I just go straight for the porn after a long day.
That depends on how rough of a day we're talking.
TV after.
I can't get up.
That's what is going on personal here? Problem, huh?
Right. And we're going to see more duck nipples here in a second, which is weird.
Yeah, that seems very anatomically incorrect.
We have duck boobs.
And she's totally cool with a guy just flying through her house. Just keeps singing.
Yep.
Ducks making out in the elevator. PG.
Yep.
Duck strip club. Hey, there was a Budweiser logo back there. It didn't say Birdweiser.
It didn't say Birdweiser.
Inconsistent.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we drinking to? Are we drinking to every duck reference? Are we drinking to...
Now that he's leaving Duck World, maybe. Yeah. Anytime there's a duck reference or anytime you find yourself gazing longingly... Oh, and the all planet's right. Egg-shaped.
That makes no sense.
Gazing longingly at Leah Thompson, take a drink.
Yes.
We can't drink to, like, every ridiculous, over-the-top, cringy thing.
Because we'll just never stop drinking.
We're doing two shows today, and it's just self-preservation.
So here we have a narrator explaining alternate universes in the ever-expanding universe that goes on for infinity. There are bound to be almost identical worlds somewhere out there.
This is like Flash Gordon, right?
Now he's going through the monolith.
What was and what will be.
Where's Stanley Kubrick?
Very blatant ripoff.
In the beginning, there was Howard the Duck.
You can see the string.
Yeah. So this is based on a Marvel Comics character.
It is.
And he recently got a little bit of a surge in... I don't know, the cultural zeitgeist again, because he had a brief post-credits appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, in the first Guardians flick. So for Marvel fans who are listening, I never read the
They did
the
reboot
Duck comic.
The comic book fairly recently, too.
So who knows, maybe we will get another Howard the Duck movie that's more faithful to the comics with Seth Green voicing the Duck. Yeah. That would be pretty cool. Because this one... I don't think lived up to the comics.
He just crashed in an alley and he's already surrounded by thugs. Punk thugs. In S&M gear.
She's tapping her heels. He's doing his Billy Idol impression. And that one guy looked like he was into Howard. He was like checking him out.
I think so. So, as a child, this is how I thought all big cities were. That it was, you had to be afraid to go there. And yet, oh, Frankenweenie. That's a Tim Burton Disney movie.
It's like Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
Greg Proops as Harold Ramis.
Oh, here we go. Leah Thompson singing on stage. You can tell that actually is her voice.
Mm-hmm. She's not a bad singer.
No, she had to train and practice quite a bit because I guess they told her Gremlin's thermos on the ground there.
Oh, and there's, what was the landlord's name from The Mask? That's Jim Carrey's landlord.
I do not remember.
Mrs. Peen? Mrs. Peen, I think?
I'll go with it. Here in Hunger City. So all this music written by Thomas Dolby for this girl group called Cherry Bomb, which I'm guessing is just a spinoff of the Runaways.
I would think.
You know, they're trying to go for that vibe. Oh, Howard's right. Already rubbing up on some lady's leg. He's
groping somebody making out in the alley.
What the hell is it? I wasn't trying anything. Honest. Step on it.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
just
ass.
A random. Was that a mailbox? In an alley?
It's a misdemeanor.
Satan's sluts. That's my kind of biker gang. Yeah. Name.
And they used the old, like, fake Chinese font for it that's in on every Chinese restaurant.
So there was, like, six different people that played Howard throughout the course of this movie. There was a kid that was about 12 years old that was supposed to be the main Howard. But that suit was super claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And he had some issues, and they had to recast him with... the guy who originally was hired just to kind of be like the stunt double.
Yeah.
And then he took over the lead. I think he also went on later to play Chucky in Child's Play.
And I believe this was his first film. He just moved out to L.A. wanting to make it as a star. And he happened onto this major production. Because a lot of money was put into this movie. This is George Lucas when he decided to focus on producing. This is the first thing that he really put all of his efforts into. And...
Now, she shouldn't be walking down an alley by herself if this city is that rough.
Yeah.
And she should know that. Why aren't they in a van with the rest of the band?
Yeah, why doesn't she have her bandmates with her? Why doesn't she have somebody walking her home?
Oh, so now we're going to have a rape in 5 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, because that's how every kid's movie should open, is sexual assault.
I mean, she can handle herself, like, but there's two of them.
Did you hear that Indiana Jones smack? You can tell it's a George Lucas film when someone gets punched and it sounds like they're breaking open a
bag of chips. Mr. Nice Duck. That's a duck pun.
All right.
Let the female creature go. Every duck's got his limit, and you scum have pushed me over the
So
line.
Howard is done with practical Jerry, effects. Do you like it's to not CGI because it's 1986. Yeah, that's it. It's puppets and... They redubbed
no one laughs
the stuff with ADR afterwards. Quack Foo, that's another duck pun.
It was a very Muppet-like flip. Kind of looked like Miss Piggy attacking somebody.
So, if this were done nowadays, it would be CGI.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess they had a lot of issues with the puppets at the beginning. You know, the technology just wasn't quite what they needed it to be, and there was a lot of trial and error.
It's one of those movies that I'm just amazed they put this much into money, thought, energy into the production for such little.
He called him Babyface because the guy has baby faces all over his jacket. I just caught that. This movie had a budget of $35 million,
which is a lot.
Only made $16 million.
Yeah.
So again, box office bomb month. This was a consideration, but I was like, no, we'll save it for guilty pleasures. There's plenty of other box office bombs we can watch.
This is beginning to seriously undermine my self-esteem. I'm
sorry. All right. So let's talk about Leah Thompson's hair in this movie.
That's her real hair.
It is. Yeah, sure. She wishes they'd have just done a wig because it
It took like 2 hour.
Two hours of crimping and teasing, but I mean that was the '80s.
Actually, those 40-gallon drums, that's hairspray.
Right.
That's what they used.
Aquanet in bulk. That's how you get it at Costco. Oh, Cleveland. I've been to Cleveland. It's not that bad.
I haven't been there.
It's also where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
It's also where Drew Carey is from.
I heard that on his show every week.
All the time.
What?
I don't get that line.
Oh, yeah? Your nightmare or mine?
Good point.
No, they're getting along famously.
I guess I better be going.
Instant. Oh, she just turned into George McFly.
Thanks again.
And that's, I never
got.
Oh,
she got a Misfits sticker.
The Leah Thompson crush thing, because I always saw her as a mom figure. Like, just because of Back to the Future. Even young Lorraine Bates.
Well, and maybe I had a mild Oedipal complex if my mom was Lorraine.
That could be. I don't know. But yeah, I always just saw Leah Thompson as, oh, she's a mom. Because I, you know, identified with Marty McFly,
right.
So I just sort of saw her like being my mom. It wasn't until I watched this movie recently to research it that I got it. I get the Leah Thompson crush.
I own the complete collected 1980s works of Miss Leah Thompson. I'm talking Red Dawn, Back to the Future 1 and 2, Howard the Duck, Some Kind of Wonderful, Space Camp.
Never saw Space Camp.
I own all of these movies and watched them a lot. So
the Leah Thompson crush was deep with you. Oh, that was like...
We've talked Mount Rushmores on the show. Leah Thompson is definitely on my Mount Rushmore of 1980s crushes.
Excellent. Like,
as a young child, she was, on my mind frequently.
Yeah, her style in this movie... I get it. I get it now.
That is a horrible, horrible foyer for an apartment. Oh, they got a sleazoid manager.
She said, damn.
Elvis crotch.
Come on in.
I thought that was a guy who, like, hung himself.
Well,
this is a body dangling in the foreground.
Looking at the apartment, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's a chalk outline on the floor.
I mean, that's a cool space.
That's a great loft.
If you do something with it, it looks a little too rickety and run down. But nowadays in Cleveland, that's with, you know, urban renewal projects and everything, that's probably a pretty expensive apartment now.
Yeah.
Howard.
Especially because Beverly from Cherry Bomb lived there. They can use that as a selling point.
Yeah, this is, I think this is before gentrification was such a controversial thing.
Right.
Now they'll renovate an entire area just to make it look run down, but charge you 5 times what it was worth.
It's the American
the previous
way.
Year,
Oh, he wants a beer.
Beer, right.
Because that's what ducks eat, drink.
Can I get you a beer, or do you just want to drink out of the toilet? A beer.
I'll put you in a bowl, he said. I'm okay. Oh,
he's going to smoke her.
What's this?
Oh, it's a purse. I got it at a swap meet.
Cute. Yeah. Big brewski.
I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. It's just that I've
Big brewski.
All right, beer reference. Take a drink with Howard.
I mean, I've never even had any pets or anything, you know.
I feel like she's dressed like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, I was going to say the there's a lot of layers going on. Suspenders and flair. Like, this isn't Office Space and TGI Fridays, but...
Make myself at home? I wish.
Listen.
There's not enough duck references. Oh, no. Flashbacks. He's got PTSD.
He does. He's had an episode...
Complete with flashback.
When a movie flashes back to 5 minutes ago, you know that you're in for a long ride.
It was 10 minutes ago,
Steph. Oh, sorry.
Let's be fair. There was 5 minutes of duck puns. And
I knew that.
That was a very loud truck if it shook a whole chair.
What the hell I'm doing here? It's like a bad trip.
Bad trip, drug reference.
Talk about an identity crisis.
We're just making up the rules as we go.
An awful thing to happen. Howard, I was just kind of wondering.
Do we take a drink every time somebody plays some music? Because I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Duck pianos, are they the same as people pianos? It would appear so.
So, what do you do back home? You got a job? You go to school?
I went to med school for a while.
You went to med school?
Yeah, my parents wanted me to be a doctor. Plastic surgeon. Making big bucks, doing beat jobs, tail tucks.
What happened?
I dropped out. I decided to educate myself.
She shouldn't leave a record on the table like that. That's no. Not how you take care of your vinyl, Leah. Beverly.
That sounds great. You know, I write songs too. What kind of...
Listen, it doesn't matter. It was all up.
I feel like she's the prototype of the manic pixie dream girl, the way that she's just sort of splaying herself all across the apartment, crawling around on all fours, bending over, looking in the mirror.
They call a promising job.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm looking for Leah Thompson's sexuality.
Only two things touch
her, her sexual prowess where it doesn't exist.
And here. I wrote that.
Jeez, Howard. It sort of sounds like you sold out.
Maybe, but sometimes I still
you're get the one buying an injectification, lady.
Special destiny waiting for me.
In Cleve Land.
Maybe that's why you're here. I mean, I believe that there are no accidents in the universe.
I thought that was a can of spray paint on the counter there.
Are you nuts? I got no intention of being stranded here. I gotta get back. How is another matter.
Yeah. What I think is pretty amazing is that with all of the parallels on Duck World, he speaks English.
Right.
That there must have been an Alexander the Great that also stole the phonetic alphabet and then killed off the Phoenicians, but in a duck version, and then that is the alphabet that spread. There you go. The Quackitians. That's the music from the Activision Smurf game.
Oh, she's wanting to touch him while he sleeps.
There it is again.
I did have the Atari version.
Was it the same thing?
Probably safe to assume.
I think it was Activision was the Smurf game that I played over and over. It was pretty much the same graphics as the Atari 5200.
It was a white... Oh, this is where she
steals his wallet.
Yeah.
His wallet.
Yeah, she's going to find something in the wallet, well, aside from a driver's license.
You know the feeling cute meme that's going all over the place?
Yeah.
My favorite one that I've seen is that guy from Back to the Future 2. And it just says, feeling cute. Hey, I think somebody took that guy's wallet. I don't know.
Blooming ducks. Yeah. And there's a George Washington duck on the $1 bill.
Wait, did it say United States of... Oh, she found his heroin. Oh, it's his condom.
It's a loose condom. Like, not...
It's pretty small.
Well,
it's a tiny condom. That's true.
But, again, that lubricant is gone at this point.
Yeah, that's...
So
maybe ducks don't need it for some reason.
Maybe. I've never fucked a duck. Don't plan on it.
Me neither.
What am I gonna do with you?
I don't know. Ducky. Oh, she's already,
calling him pet names.
Pretty in Pink references here. Which, oddly enough, Leah Thompson married the director of Pretty in Pink, Howard Deutsch.
She has
an affinity for Howards.
Got to think for Howards.
I have an uncle Howard. Did not date Leah Thompson, to my knowledge. I feel I would have been privy to that and incredibly jealous of my uncle Howard.
Now, if we're looking for a real stretch, Michael J. Fox played Scott Howard in Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
So,
what about me? I'm going to have to see a psychiatrist.
So, there's a talking bag of garbage with a bunch of holes just randomly poked in it.
Which I think is weirder than a walking, talking duck.
Tell me about it.
Can I give you a hand with that?
No, we're doing... What's in the bag? I'm fine, thank you very much.
Why is that bag moving, Mom?
He's dragging a body into the museum.
Excuse me, can I help you?
No!
Yes!
Why was she so angry while offering help?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Beverly.
We had an appointment. We got here as fast as we could.
And there's Tim Robbins holding a jar of something. Probably not pickles. Okay. He's a spaz.
Listen, everybody. This is it. I've just seen it. It's in there. It's nothing! It's nothing! Never mind! Carry on, Dr. Chick.
Poor guy. He's trying so hard to add something to this film.
Why would you even go in there? Like... again, with a script, you only have so much to work with.
Yeah. Always in a dentist's office, apparently.
Across a sea of stars, look up in the sky. It's a bird.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a plane.
No, you were right the first time.
It's a duck.
So, it's not a bird, but it is a bird. All right.
Nice ducky. Me, Phil. You, Howard. We be friends.
Speaking of Bonix.
Undoubtedly one of Earth's greatest minds here.
Oh. Hey, Phil, don't
so,
talk
all ducks just talk like Donald Duck. Oh, that's
Howard
racist.
Really right. Speciesist.
Duckist.
Let's see if subject has any abilities we don't have here on Earth. Any, shall we say, superpowers.
See, I don't think most people were aware this is based on a comic book, so all of this dialogue is lost on the general audience.
Right.
What are you, crazy?
Howard.
How do Beverly and this guy know each other?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because she went straight to him, like, I know who to go talk to.
But then she's surprised when she finds out that he isn't actually a doctor.
Yeah. So maybe they went to school together?
He's been lying to her this whole time.
They know I'm a phony. They know I'm a yo-yo. Tell me if I'm warm on any of these, Phil.
I don't get why they scaled back from all the sarcasm and rudeness that Howard had in the original comic when they added elements of it throughout, right. Like sprinkled in moments of kind of a Raphael sort of attitude. Why not just go the full nine?
Yeah. I was at the Field Museum last week. This looks very similar to... some of these exhibits, I'm going to look to see if the Field Museum is one of the locations, because it's one of, I think it is the largest museum of that
kind,
style. Yeah, Natural History Museum.
Piece of cake. Hey, I'm just the guy to help.
But
I know that the end of
like
the
most
Omen
of
too
it
was shot at the Field Museum.
It's mostly California, I'm guessing. So there must be some sort of natural history museum there.
Man did not progress from monkey. You're a shitty scientist. See, Howard knows more about the evolution of human beings than this douchebag.
Oh, we're also watching this right before Easter. This year, Good Friday, 420, Easter.
Yeah. So. Lots to celebrate.
But a duck!
Some theory. Every school duck knows this stuff.
And as Duck climbed up the evolutionary ladder, he said adios to his wings, his mental...
Oh, Duck speaks Spanish.
He begins to develop Beverly.
The Neanderthals.
He develops Beverly?
No, tribes. Cro-Magnon Duck. Who ultimately evolves into Howard.
Hey, Blumberg! Blumberg!
Come on.
What the hell are you doing?
Don't move, don't...
I thought he was going to say develops into Homo Duck.
Yeah.
Specimen lab. Almost finished. We'll get down to the marine life exhibit with a mop. Some kid up chucked all over the fern fossils.
Right, good as done, Dr. Chapin.
So, Philzy, you a scientist or a janitor?
I am a lab assistant.
That's terrific.
I think sometimes the Howard puppet, you can tell it looks different. Like, it looked different in that shot for some reason in the face than some of the close-ups.
He sometimes looks pretty cross-eyed.
Yeah. And all the pictures of when they're not recording, his beak is just hanging open and he's got this dead-eye stare. It looks pretty creepy.
You look hungry. Get him a banana.
Hide him! Take him to a movie!
Look! I didn't know where else to go for help.
Inside, Blumberg!
Coming!
Blumberg.
Why are you so pissed off?
Why? Listen, if you got blasted millions of miles through space, ended up on another
planet... I'm going to eat my sandwich over here.
This guy's doing the typical alcoholic surprise that Mr. Ed can talk reaction.
In the world you never made, but I got problems of my own. You know, my whole career is falling apart.
Career?
What about my life?
Is that what you call playing in a band?
Behind a chain link fence?
Right.
You see what I mean? I'm a freak, an outcast.
It's so lifelike and realistic.
Bug off.
Duck off is what he should have said.
Yeah.
Right? Fuck off. Or duck off, lady.
They're very inconsistent with possible duck puns.
What? I don't need any more of your sympathy.
Maybe they're saving that one for later.
Yeah.
Oh, he's pulling on her scarf.
Okay, fine. I mean, I just found something.
Huh?
I mean, somebody in a pretty weird predicament, and I was trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the way you want it, then so long, ducky.
Don't shed any tears over me, Toots.
You can wallow in your own self-pity.
Right. Well, who needs you? I don't need anybody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah. Oh, here's this guy again.
Damn it. I can't sit here on my tail feathers feeling sorry for myself. I've got to think about practical matters.
So he's wearing an Ohio State duck eyes sweatshirt.
Oh, you're better at this than they were.
Oh, that's a get up.
Now, you do know why you were sent to me.
What's Medea doing in this movie?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
You've been sent to me because I'm famous for finding jobs for little slackers.
I've never seen a Medea movie, but I think that's how Medea talks.
That's how you imagine Medea sounds. All the
misfits. Medea keeps getting brought up all the time with Ernest, and I take offense to that. But I can understand what they're saying, that Medea is the Ernest of this generation.
I'm not talking about your clothes.
Huh. A lot of multiple characters, sometimes in drag, churning out movies.
I see.
All the time.
And Tyler Perry is the Jim Varney.
Right. Except Tyler Perry creates all of this. Jim Varney was just the vessel with which it was performed.
Right.
I'm gonna find you ass a job.
Okay.
That'll wipe that snarl right off your face.
How
do you wipe a snarl?
Also, how can he get a job? He doesn't have a social security number.
Yeah, he's got nothing. He's got no ID. He's got nothing that you need to get a job. All right.
He likes a big ass. He wanted to bite into it.
This is for a little Shop of Horrors moment.
Yeah. Oh, she made a duck joke. Yeah, I remember this as a kid too, right. And I was like, "What is that? Some side boob there?" And
side boob. It's a massage parlor that is actually a whorehouse.
Yeah,
she's topless.
Hot tub fever.
PG.
High five.
All right.
Must be mating season.
Places like this exist, but
creepy little dude.
Yeah, they're full of those kind of creepy dudes.
Huh? It's Howard, thank you, and I'm taking a break.
I'm really glad they dialed it down with his rudeness. Otherwise, it would be an inappropriate film for kids.
Right. He is very sweaty.
And since you are supposed to be the water expert I asked for, you are going to fix it!
Oh, no.
No, wait.
Oh, boy.
Wait, I can't swim!
Whoops, guess I slept!
Is there going to be underwater nudity there?
Howard could sue for mistreatment of employees.
Now he could. And they're totally unfazed.
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit that everybody's just an abusive asshole in this movie.
Yeah, this duck just got thrown into their lava of love.
That's what I call it.
I need that creepy little dude in here to clean this place up. How am I supposed to run a class?
Oh, into the mud.
Yes, I slipped. Just came by to tell you.
I quit.
That didn't last long. Why would you want to go into the mud?
I don't know. It's like, is it a mud wrestling fetish thing?
I don't know. He pulled a bra out of there, so that would imply that there's some sort of nakedness.
Slow dissolve for a passing of time doesn't work when it's just a guy walking down the street. He went 20 feet. What, are we supposed to feel bad for him?
Yep, now he's in front of a gas station. He's got a Cleveland Indians bag with the old racist Indian Chief logo that they are no longer allowed to use.
Speaking of racist logos, our high school, have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
A teacher is on administrative leave for spreading racist propaganda.
I didn't hear exactly what happened. I just knew somebody was on disciplinary action, and it was a teacher. That's a duck, man.
I wish we were watching Duck Man.
I was like, great, this is really going to help Pekin's reputation.
Yeah, the first thought I had was, it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been released on social media.
Oh, okay.
What the guy was doing.
What happened? Because I have not heard this.
He was on a racist chat forum, a white nationalist chat forum, talking, like, very racist, saying very racist things, and bragging about how he was teaching to his students these bullshit values.
Yeah. Is the teacher's name released?
The alleged teacher, they haven't officially, the school administration hasn't released it, but allegedly. It's all over. Yeah, I mean, if you just look at, you get on Facebook and look at the thread from any of the local news outlets, his name is right there.
Interesting.
And
somebody that was there when we were there 20 years
that's
ago?
That's the first question I had. No, he's a younger guy. Gotcha. I think he's even younger than us. So he should be woke. He should be. He should be wiser than we.
Oh.
He's a social studies teacher. That's my favorite part of the story. The irony that he's a social studies teacher and he's bragging about being racist in a public forum.
Right.
And bragging about how you're supposed to teach your kids to not behave that way. And if you have those thoughts, to not do it publicly.
Right.
Where it can
learn
be
from
recorded.
The mistakes of history.
Yes. This is the last lesson this idiot teacher will ever teach.
Social media, once you record something and put it out there, it is out there.
It is out
People
there.
Will find it.
So if it's anything you're ashamed of, don't do it. If you're not ashamed,
have
at it.
I have no shame.
If there are a few consequences,
our listeners
help
know.
Yourself.
Yeah.
But when your job's on the line,
you
might not want to do that.
I mean, my coworkers know I talk inappropriately into microphones as a second job hobby, but I don't send it to PNC headquarters.
Right.
Like, hey, listen to what I do.
Right. You don't talk to your customers and go, hey, I want to hear some duck puns about sex and drugs and rock and roll.
I have had some customers ask me about the shows and stuff, and there are certain ones that I'm cool with them knowing about it or whatever, but yeah, I'm not going to tell everybody. Now, see, typically here, I'm a fan of girl drummers. Always have been.
Yeah.
I'm a percussionist guy, and usually, not to be. Oh, there's the guy from Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller,
stole
yeah, stole the.
Not to be sexist, but this is just how it seems to be in bands. If there is a girl in the band, they're in the rhythm section. They're either playing bass
or
they're on drums. So you see a lot more girl drummers and bass players than girl guitar players, and. Yeah, I just always preferred the drummers. But Leah Thompson playing a Les Paul, I believe, and singing lead vocals in
and
the
she
band.
She still has this Les Paul.
Very
and,
cool.
And plays it occasionally, which, like I said, this movie introduced me to my Leah Thompson crush.
Yeah.
That's even more reason to crush on her. So here's our first Ferris Bueller actor.
Yeah.
There will be another to come.
That is true. These are the This is the sleazeball manager, I guess, and Howard's renegotiating a contract. This is back when you could still smoke indoors.
Have you ever tried to light
a
match off of your face?
No.
Me neither. I put a cigarette out of my tongue once.
I feel that would hurt.
It actually didn't, surprisingly.
I've opened a beer bottle with my forearm before. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
I've made fart noises with my armpit.
Yeah, I've done that.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's fun.
That'll get you laid at a bar. Like doing Andrew Dice Clay impressions?
Yeah. Oh, no. And he would slide pretty good, I feel. Oh, what is that guy? That was like French Freddie Mercury.
That guy looks like Jonah Ray.
Nobody's paying attention to the band. Their manager has created a scene.
Kilroy was here.
Uh-oh, he's back.
That's all he can quacks, and he can't quacks no more.
And then the band starts playing Tequila by the Champs.
He does the big shoe dance.
Yeah. And everybody's friends at the end. Oh, boy.
I never understand when bartenders volunteer a bottle to break.
You're right. Nobody's buying this booze anyway. Oh, is that an ice pick? He puts it through his earring. That was good aim.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Because when he made the stabbing motion, I heard a squishing noise.
Right.
Please don't. The money.
I'm surprised they didn't say, like, no earring in your other ear. And he's like, no, I'm not a faggot. Like, that would have been 1986.
Exactly.
Because that's what that meant. If you had two earrings or one in the wrong ear,
it meant you were a bundle of sticks.
Yeah. But now, you know, like, when I was in college, it was weird if you only had one earring.
Space rabies?
Yeah, that's not a thing.
What?
But they don't know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do they know that he's from space? I mean, what's...
He is a talking duck.
All right.
So, I guess they could assume. The keyboard player, that's Holly Robinson, right? From 21 Jump Street?
Oh. I thought she looked familiar.
Holly Robinson Pete. She would later marry football player Rodney Pete. Yeah, that's her. And she was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper on TGIF.
Now, tell him to go away.
I don't know who the other two are.
Down here.
But they're a diverse group.
Down here, doll.
Jeez, you must be Casey. Meet Howard.
Wow.
Hi, Howie. We've heard so much about you. Of course, we didn't believe it.
Yo, how weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, if Leah Thompson was in the band, I'd still go for the drummer.
Yeah.
Yep. The trend continues.
I'll take any of them, really. Those are that's a very attractive band. Some guys got it, and some guys. All right, don't. Quit it with the groping, Howard.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's bad enough that we're talking all creepy.
Tears for Fears sticker. I'm looking for all the music references in the room.
She's got a bomb on her shirt.
Yeah.
Watch you undress, though.
Wait, what the fuck?
Howard!
Budweiser and pizza.
I feel like the trailer to this movie should be 2 minutes of just that over and over.
Yeah.
What's he doing here?
Well, he and Ronette have sort of got back together.
I don't know who's more desperate for dates, you or me.
What? Anyway, Howard, I was talking to some...
He's dating the drummer?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's your competition, dude.
Okay.
Think you're good.
Arrived here in a spacecraft millions of years ago and must have remained...
That style of glasses is actually...
I could do that.
What's a pizza?
It's a circular Italian food object.
Wait a minute. So you've got film noir starring Mae West and W.C. Fowles.
But you don't know what pizza is.
But you don't have pizza on Duck World? I'm not buying it.
I was barking up the wrong tree. I knew that.
Quacking up the wrong tree.
Exactly.
I am getting concrete evidence about how you got here. Wait a minute. Oh, I gotta make a call.
Phil.
No sex now. I'm working.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I forgot. I had a little talk.
So George Lucas stated that he believed this movie, though it flopped, would be considered a masterpiece in the future. Yeah. People would look back and go, we were wrong. He thought this was going to be Citizen Kane.
Yeah, and what ended up happening is it's still like one of the worst movies of all time.
It has a terrible reputation.
Yeah.
I'm about to meet secretly with my colleague, and he's bringing the feather.
The feather.
It'll be the answer to all your problems.
No, you don't. Stay away from me.
Let
me through. Ow!
Get up quick.
That's like ripping out a pube.
Yeah.
The mystery of your arrival.
Come back here, you hairless ape.
You'll have time to thank me later. We're gonna be famous.
Are you okay?
It's just my pride.
There's the Smurf music again. I can't get over that. Those are the exact same opening notes to the Smurf Activision.
La 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 la. Are you looking up who was the composer?
The Smurf Activision song.
Oh, here we go. This is gonna be our rocking out scene where Howard's gonna produce some music for him. Beverly's working on blow drying her hair, so that'll take a half hour at least.
Uh huh.
That's not.
I'm not on YouTube.
Music. Oh, hello, Leah Thompson.
All right.
Seth, you're gonna miss it. Oh yeah. I do remember that game. Yep.
Exact.
Little tune I never finished.
You play pretty good.
Listen yep. for it next time.
Yeah.
Howard and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Maybe you should be.
Oh, hi, Dougie.
Hi, Ducky.
Yeah, there you go. If Tommy Wiseau was in Howard the Duck.
That's what we need.
Forget it. No more jobs here.
I think you'd be a great manager. I'm going to suggest it to the girls.
I've given up trying to...
That's assemble. What she calls them. Mm-hmm. The girls.
I've got to get back to my own kind.
Okay, hello.
Although...
Yeah, Howard
I
has this...
developed a greater appreciation for the female version of the human anatomy.
Oh! Howard, you really are the worst.
I think she's
acting very suggestively.
Yeah.
At the same time, she is just getting ready for bed, but saying, come on, and patting the bed.
Yeah. This is mixed signals big time.
You know, I've never understood unnecessarily rhyming idioms like winner, winner, chicken dinner, drunk as a skunk. Uh-huh. Suddenly, fuck a duck makes a lot of sense.
I just can't seem to find the right man.
Or duck.
Maybe it's not a man you should be looking for.
May I introduce you to Howard the Dick?
Yeah.
Find happiness in the animal kingdom, Ducky?
Like they say, Val. Love's strange. We could always give it a try.
Didn't he have a girlfriend in the opening scene that sent him a postcard?
But he's on another galaxy. It he doesn't know matter. If he's going to get home. And he's got an opportunity to fuck Leah Thompson.
What do you mean? Okay. It was a joke.
No, it wasn't.
Listen.
He's like... I don't even know how it would work.
It's just that you're so incredibly soft and cuddly.
That's not usually what you're going for.
She wants to get down with that down.
You're 3 feet taller than I am.
I just can't resist your intense animal magnetism.
Oh, he got a boner.
All right. She's ruffling his feathers.
Anyway, where will it all lead? Marriage? Kids?
Imagine what the kids would look like.
Let's just face it. It's fate.
No, it's not.
He's like, you almost made this a PG-13 movie.
That doesn't even exist yet.
Be gentle.
Just I mean, there's boobs in 16 Candles.
Yeah?
And that's PG-13,
that's true.
I think.
Yeah.
Titanic, too.
Just One of the Guys.
Yep. Oh, we got duck smooches. And they just walk right in?
Yep, don't knock or anything. Whoa.
Okay, and then she disappears.
I was waiting for the silhouette where just like suddenly something rises.
Yeah.
My God. This relationship, it defies all the laws of nature. No, it doesn't. This is not what you think. We're just very good friends.
In our underwear.
Phil?
Oh, I'm sorry. The door was open.
Who the hell are they?
Why is she pointing? My friend Carter, and,
like, obviously, we know.
Oh, these guys?
Who are they?
You're obviously right. Show him the evidence.
And this is Jeffrey Jones.
Ed Rooney.
They're both from the same fowl. You, Howard.
Nine times.
Howard, don't go berserk! No!
On my planet, we never say die, we say kill!
Now, wait a minute.
I thought they said Dill. Small visitor. I'm sorry.
I can explain how you got here.
Dr. Jennings is in charge of the astrophysics lab at Dynatechnics.
Oh, this is exposition.
That's the night that Howard landed.
Yes, now, on that night, we were initiating our first full-scale test of a laser spectroscope.
This was shot during the experiment.
It was just a routine.
So in the early 2000s, Jeffrey Jones was found to, for those who don't know, Jeffrey Jones is Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller.
He was in Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow, too.
He was also in Beetlejuice and was hilarious and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was quite mortified to discover when I read that he was accused of having child pornography on his computer, which then turned into he apparently got a 17-year-old boy who I believe was 14 at the time, to undress and took photos of him. So he...
Because, when he said 17, although still gross, in some states, that is an age of consent.
Yeah, I think that you can do modeling at that age.
14 at the time.
But he was 14 at the time. Jeffrey Jones admitted to it. He is a registered sex offender, and he...
His career's pretty much done.
Yeah. He did some voice work, I think. He started to be in something recently. I can't remember who it was. Somebody hired him. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So you may know him as Principal Rooney, but now he's no longer allowed within 200 feet of a high school.
But
a
bump.
Wait a minute. If we could generate a strong enough hypercharge.
You can't do that.
You mean the reflex mode might provoke.
Oh, this is all science gobbledygook.
It won't work. Yeah, sir.
It's not real anyways.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's mostly Cleveland. Fiction.
We can get the cover of Science Digest.
Butt out, Four Eyes.
Yeah. Look, you guys, could you really...
I'm trying to figure out what his hat is, because I think it's an old-school Cleveland Indians logo.
Yeah.
It's not a modern one.
Because those are the Indians' colors.
Yeah, and it's just got a big red C. But I don't remember throwback hats being a thing in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of thrown off.
I'll meet him at the lab right away. You and Blumberg can...
But I know that's not, at the time, that is not the Indians' logo.
Thanks. But once was plenty.
Besides, I want to hop back into bed with Beverly in her underwear.
Yeah, that's the best part of the movie is now over. Jeffrey Jones has ruined yet another cinematic experience.
Packing his hot tub fever t-shirt. Oh, she's like, I put some other Polaroids in there for you, too.
Yeah.
Guys back home are never going to believe me.
What's this in my bed?
Souvenirs.
I'm gonna miss you a lot, Ducky.
Bev, I don't belong here. You know I've gotta go.
In your bed? Or on your planet? Oh, she just booped his bill. He should have quacked.
Now we have a windowless van that Jeffrey Jones.
I was gonna,
it's Tim Robbins.
It's playing ice cream.
Stow the whales. You're all gorillas.
I don't know this guy. This other one.
Yeah.
I don't recognize him
at all.
Could
have been a contender.
Oh, geez.
Uh-huh. Once again, movie, don't reference much greater movies.
She fixed her hair very quickly.
No. Yeah.
I bet you were born from a very hard-boiled egg, Ducky.
But I do keep...
That's actually the best duck pun in the entire movie.
Yeah.
I could have fallen into that night. Why did it happen?
This is the whole noir
again.
Because right now, you're the one and only.
I'm just that's picturing the screenwriters writing this together, being very proud of each thing that they write. Like, oh my god, this is great.
They still are.
Yeah.
As of 10 years ago, when I watched the bonus features,
is there audio commentary?
I think so.
Did have you listened to it?
I have not.
Okay.
Oh, we should go back then, huh?
Phil,
what?
Drive.
No commentary track, I don't think.
They won't speak of the film.
But it calls it a cultural phenomenon. So, yeah. Let's read the back of the DVD, shall we?
It's gotta be better than this, sure.
One of the most talked about movies of all time. Not necessarily saying
good. Euphemism.
Howard the Duck lands on DVD for the first time ever in an all-new special edition.
This guy screams, my eyes, and his eyes are fine.
Yeah, it's the side of his face.
It looks like Eric Idle.
I was thinking the same thing.
The Griswold show up all of a sudden. That's why he's constantly in pain.
From executive producer George Lucas and the pages of Marvel Comics comes this unbelievably funny comedy about a fast-talking, cigar-chomping, beer-loving duck from a parallel universe who crashes to Earth. Featuring brand new bonus features, a digitally remastered picture, and new 5.1 surround sound, Howard the Duck Special Edition is a hidden treasure the whole family can enjoy.
Can it?
Yeah.
This is not a family film.
No. I watched this by myself. I don't think my parents would have watched it nearly as much as I did. They didn't have a reason to.
Yeah, there's really nothing for adults in this at all, even though there are a lot of adult themes.
Yeah.
Is he all right? Where is he?
You see, the bottom of the spectroscope flew into the wall, and Jennings just disappeared.
Oh, I recognize him.
Yeah, he's that one guy.
David Paymer, I think.
That sounds right, yeah. That is him.
Is that it? That's unbelievable.
Busting out character actors of the 80s and 90s.
What if... God, Larry, what if we brought down something else this time?
Uh-oh.
We're rounding up all the scientists for you in the lab, sir, but...
It was not at all necessary to state that character's name.
David Paymer, yes, he plays Larry, scientist.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of precise, descriptive technique? This guy, too, is very familiar. I can't think of what I know him from. And it's not just because he looks like Dave Ryan.
Excuse me, are you in charge here?
Yeah, why?
Well, I want to know why they're harassing Howard.
Who's Howard?
He had nothing to do with it. Howard is just an innocent,
thing?
No, duck.
What? Just an innocent duck? And I wonder why I'm asking for early retirement. You deal with this.
Wait a second, you can't put...
Kirby!
You gotta think.
Kirby!
Kirby!
Kirby Levy!
From now on, when I walk in a room, I'm just gonna randomly go, Kirby!
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 I've got rights, you know? I'm suing.
Yeah.
God damn it, Hanson, get in here and get this friggin' duck suit off.
It's not,
sir.
Hey. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
All right, get away!
Let me go, you big girl.
So, this was supposed to be a big, like, in-demand role, the role of Beverly. This was going to be a big hit, big feature, and Leah Thompson was coming off of Back to the Future, and this was supposed to be, like, her next huge
that
movie.
Looks like a Stretch Armstrong doll.
Yeah, she's finally getting a peek of Howard in his boxers.
Well, rev up that machine and send me back home.
Listen, Howard, I'm going to go talk to the scientists.
Yeah, I remember seeing the movie poster to this when I was a kid.
I think it kind of hurt her career a little
bit. Yeah, I think this actually kind of possibly ruined her career.
Yeah, because to be fair, her acting isn't the greatest in this movie. And we know she has talent.
Yeah.
Because we've seen her in other movies. Also, I forgot earlier to mention Caroline in the City.
Yeah.
I watched that as well.
Which did pretty well, actually.
Yeah, ran for like 5 or 6 seasons, I think. And now she does a lot of like Hallmark movies and stuff like that, I believe. But this isn't her finest book 'em doco.
You know, I actually predicted that line when I was watching this. I saw that coming.
What are you doing here tonight? You got no ID.
What? The duck got away.
Shut up, fool. Get him out of here.
So they're giving him shit for having no ID. What about Howard?
3'1" tall.
3'2", thank you.
You heard me.
He's armed.
That means he's got a weapon, right?
Oh, what was that?
That and the hairspray.
Extremely dangerous.
So he speaks French, but he's never heard of pizza. Duck World is a very strange planet.
Yeah. Shoot to kill. We're going to kill the duck.
That was totally the exact shot and everything from Batman. Shoot to kill. Know what I mean?
Vern not included.
Yeah.
So now we're hiding from the police who want to kill a duck. But there's Dr. Jennings.
But is it Dr. Jennings?
It is right now, as far as we know.
More cops. Come on, hurry.
What?
Come get over here, Doc.
Yeah, you can tell that they're not really sure what the tone of the movie is supposed to be. All of the actors are trying to find what level of camp they're supposed to be on, and they're all over the place. Jeffrey Jones is like dialing down the camp for now, but it's going to come out when he's the villain. Leah Thompson is somewhere in the middle. Tim Robbins is
over the top.
Whoa.
Like Sylvester Stallone.
Like it's Ninja Turtles 2.
Secret of the Ooze?
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite one.
Really?
I watched that one a lot more than the original.
I always thought the original hit just the right level of...
I mean, I own both of them.
...of camp without it being over the top. I loved the first one when I was a kid. I felt like... I was actually expecting it to be bad. I thought it was going to be like this one.
Yeah, they're
like
both over there right next to Teen Wolf.
I actually recognize them in the library.
I have the Paramount reboot as well, but I don't think I've ever watched it, but I have it.
Okay. Did you ever see 3 Turtles in Time?
No, I didn't. It just didn't appeal to me. It didn't look like something I wanted to see, and I never did.
I never gave it a chance because I was not a fan of Secret.
Maybe
of the
we'll
Ends.
Have to do that as a theme month sometime. Like movies we should have seen but didn't for one reason or another.
I like
we'll
that.
Figure out a catchier name for it by then. But yeah.
Missed opportunities.
Yeah, Turtles in Time. We may have to do that one. Watching movies 20 years past their release date on something that you would assume we watched. And they'll most likely be kid or family movies, because that's what it would have been geared for us.
I think that in Turtles in Time, they brought back
Ernie
Casey Jones.
Oh, Casey Jones.
What's his name? Elias Koteas? I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Poor man's Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
So this is now our car chase scene.
And the family truckster. Speaking of the Griswolds.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, he's changing. Is this a a metaphor for puberty?
Yeah, he did come back. Casey Jones came back for the third one.
He just made a joke about sex change, I think, or something.
Did he?
I
transitioning
think so.
Joke?
Yeah. Because he said something about transforming inside, and I think he made an allusion to puberty or a sex change or something. Oh, this is when the voice starts.
It's too late. The end of the world is coming, and I will be the conqueror.
Sounds a bit like Robin Williams doing his Popeye Hates Spinach voice.
Yeah, Howard can't reach.
Three people are driving the car.
Yeah, none of them have seatbelts on.
Jeffrey Jones just looks drunk.
That's what I was thinking. And off a cliff they go. Oh, this is when they crash into a diner.
Oh, great, this scene.
The brake! Push, Beverly, push!
Joe Roma's.
I thought I said Joe Rogan's. Not a diner I would eat at.
Oh. They came very close. Put that thing in park.
Up and at him. We're here.
I'm dead.
Yes, you are.
You think that's funny, Jenning?
I'm not Jenning anymore. The transformation is complete. I am now someone else.
Great dialogue.
Yeah.
I think you need some coffee.
That is the worst expository dialogue
and,
you could possibly imagine.
It's not going to get much better. The Cajun sushi.
That's kind of funny.
It was something
sushi
else.
Sushi is just a sticker over like, Cajun cuisine.
It didn't work, so now they're doing sushi. So they're cowboys
is
with...
Is that Buddy Cole?
Kids in the Hall reference.
The food is terrible, but the waiter is hilarious.
This is why I hate the night shift.
I'm sorry, we don't allow pets on the premises.
Hey, have a heart. Seeing eye duck.
We're all out of heart, sorry. We do have touching, liver.
Isn't it? Not so tight. What are you doing, falling in love? Sit down.
Oh, boy.
I need a beer
not bag. So tight. What are you doing, falling in love?
Hey, honey. Yo!
That's not how you get service.
I'm coming.
This is the Tim Robbins of the female
your kid's
roles.
Costume is really radical.
Is it weird that I find her attractive? Because I feel like it's weird.
Yeah, I'm very attached.
Yeah, it might be.
Your dad, sort of in his own space. What do you think he'd like to eat?
I no longer need human food.
I know it's a drag, but you're going to have to order some food if you want to sit here. So, how about the specials on the menu?
She sounds Canadian.
I'm looking up to see who she is. Because she has to... Her name's Crystal?
Yeah.
Hey! Is he like one of those TV evangelists or something?
Or something. I'm gonna kill somebody.
It's okay,
what?
Alan.
Why don't we just what?
You can't say things right? like that.
Not anymore.
Poor girl.
Listen, Dr. J...
That's not Dr. J.
If you can tune back into reality for a second, I don't understand anything you're talking about. Mm-hmm. All I know is I need that laser machine to get me home. Is it still working,
I'm also
Jenny?
Surprised they didn't go as many, big-name actors as they have in this movie. They didn't go with a more recognizable voice for Howard the Duck. He's the star of the film.
Right.
You would have thought they got, Robin Williams or...
Mrs. Peenman was the name of the lady
it is,
in the
Mrs.
mask.
Peenman, that's
Nancy
what it was.
Fish played homeless bag
yes,
lady.
Nancy Fish.
I can't find this waitress.
Crystal's not in there, huh?
Yeah, not under Crystal anyway.
It is a region of demons.
So this is, in my opinion, where the movie starts to lose some steam. This is where.
This is where.
Well, it starts getting worse. I remember the last half being a little longer than the first half.
Yeah.
This is what you call a Tough Sit Tuesday if you're our friend Zach,
yeah,
former guest.
During the explosion, he
entered Jennings' body. Yikes. Beverly looked very uncomfortable there.
He entered Jenner's body, but it was too tight, and now he's falling in love.
Yeah.
Which would be considered
a hostess is probably Crystal. Wanda McCadden?
Here.
See if she's done anything else.
Eggs and rice. Or maybe she would just be waitress. Hostess might be.
Yeah, that's the other lady.
The lady.
That was the hostess.
With the mostest.
The one talking to Buddy Cole.
I'll give you a hint, Doll. What's white? Ovoid. And always reminds me of my birthday.
All right, waitress is Jorlee McClain.
Gosh, you know, how silly.
She's like boomerang. She was in three things. This, Undercover, and 30-something.
Hostility is like a psychic boomerang. What does that even mean? I don't get it.
It comes back to you if you throw it out. I guess. It's going to eventually come back, but I don't know what
psychics have to do. Oh, look at what he's doing to the ketchup and mustard.
Oh, he's scannering the ketchup and mustard. Cool.
How the hell did you do that?
Powers are growing.
Watch out!
It is time now.
I'm in Jenner's body and I'm growing.
It's Jennings.
Jennings, sorry. I didn't mean to blasphemy Howard the fucking duck.
Now he's got a whole gang. Well, screw him. I got dibs on the laser first. Give me that code key. That's my ticket home.
Oh, no. That's some fried duck. At least the beer's good.
Yeah, he broke his iPod.
He's molting.
Nothing human will remain here.
Yeah?
Is he burping?
Yeah.
He's burp talking.
They, you know, they make a bunch of medicine now to prevent that kind of facial peelage and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the talking duck. Hey, look at the talking duck.
Yeah, they are in peeking.
You jackass, he's a ventriloquist. This guy here is doing the talking and this here is a dummy. Go ahead, say something, dummy.
You might not want to hear what I'll say, bozo.
Did you make him say that, jerk off?
He was just in an industrial accident. Can you imagine what his breath would smell like?
Yeah.
If he's got like some kind of evil cosmos villain. Yeah.
Give me that or you're going to be sorry.
You better watch out. He's a master of quack foo.
I'll quack foo him.
Oh, the quack foo again.
Doink.
Oh, boy.
What? Why?
Yeah. He's creating a scene.
What ducks do.
This one's for you, Cracker.
Quacker.
It sounded like you said Cracker.
Cracker, that's what I thought. Oh, Buddy Cole just took one to the face. I think he was okay with it.
I think he meant something besides dumb duck.
You dumb nut.
Mm-hmm.
An evil unlike any you can imagine is about to engulf the earth.
Trump?
Oh, no, we have fights in here all the time.
That's why I work here. It's fun.
Can you just sit there?
She took my eggs.
How does this demon know what eggs are? Or does he retain some of Jennings' memories?
That could be.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, this is... That's what drew the line?
Loves that hairless ape line.
Yeah. Going to the well a bit too many times on that one.
He's my boyfriend!
What?
He was my boyfriend!
Dust. You don't make me proud of being human!
Let me just pay the check and I'm out of here!
Why didn't he say pay the bill?
Right?
Come on!
Right. Oh.
Jeez.
I'll keep that.
Sizzling. So they're going to commit murder.
Oh, yeah, they're totally cool with this.
They're putting lettuce on him?
I hate violence.
I say we set him on fire and then we hang him.
Jenning, don't just sit there. This is serious. They're gonna.
I say you leave him to me first.
Sorry, sir. We let him go.
Last words.
Yeah. Jenning.
He's my favorite duck.
You hardly know him.
Voice of reason, Jenning.
You better let me up. You don't want to get my friend angry.
Oh, yeah?
You hardly know him. Yeah, you did almost sleep with him, though.
He's one of the dark lords of the universe, and he can destroy you.
Oh,
earth,
weird.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
How many health code violations are they breaking right now? Yeah. Everybody is behind the counter. Oh, boy. Gozer.
Yep, there's those 1986 special effects I've been wanting.
He's wearing an Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom shirt.
I warned you. Here he comes.
George Lucas loved self-promotion.
Yeah.
He was a real fan of referencing his own movies.
Again, I still don't understand why they're wanting to kill him. Like,
he must ate the chili.
Release the small water bottles.
He must have ate the chili because that turns you radioactive. Everybody knows, don't order the chili.
The lightning special effects and sound effects are ganked directly from Return of the Jedi. Those are Palpatine's lightning
bull
sound effects.
Tarukin!
Are they going to eat Howard? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Or yeah. Are they just killing him?
I think they want to eat him. They're totally cool with eating a sentient being.
Yeah. This alien duck.
Oh my God.
And they've already got a couple on a rotisserie from the looks of it.
Are you okay, Howard?
Just missed my eggs.
Enough of this. It's huevos.
Out of here. Oh, that's what gets him kicked out?
If you can't take the heat, get out of that kitchen.
Oh my goodness.
One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey. And
that was a barrel of Pepsi Cola. That was kind of cool.
It's not nice to fool with the Dark Overlord.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here and try to kill an alien duck that was just minding his own business.
Jenning looks like he's dancing like Mr. Six from the Great America commercials.
Oh, he's blowing everything up. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Oh. Get out the way.
Oh.
He just totally put Harry Dean Stanton through a bathroom door.
Now's our chance.
Yeah, come on. This way.
Oh, duck walk.
Do it. All right.
Cut it out, Howard.
Don't steal other people's jokes.
Going somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
You.
The movie, for a second, I thought it was giving up on this episode.
It's smarter than we.
That's kind of a cool effect.
Yeah.
Like, they turned the set, they tilted
the set so everything drops.
Hey, we finally had something positive to say. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I think the last time was when Leah Thompson was in her underwear.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long 20 minutes, Steph.
On purpose?
And it's unfortunate that Jeffrey Jones ended up being the way he is, because I do like his acting. I think that he is a decent actor. He's a good actor.
I remember this as a kid thinking
like
this was funny.
How you can see the pole spinning in the shadow.
And just Jeffrey Jones going,
I will now bring down the other dark overlords.
Hey, what about me?
Apparently, the director's daughter liked visiting the set, but Jeffrey Jones always made her cry just upon sight when he was in this makeup, and he felt horrible about it.
Yeah.
Now we find out, no, it was a girl, so probably didn't do anything
for
nothing,
him. Nothing inappropriate probably happened.
But, he felt bad because he was always in this weird transformation makeup, and they filmed it out of sequence. So he would have to figure out at which point in the transformation he was and how he had to act at that point. So
you can tell he's really putting his acting chops into
it. He's trying.
He's doing the best he can.
again.
I'm guessing that everybody involved in the production thought this was going to be a huge movie. I mean, George Lucas produced.
Right.
Huge budget thrown at it. Other big names attached to it. I mean.
And it just became a joke for years and years. You know, that it. You thought of box office bombs and...
Well, that's what Glenn said to Maggie when he died.
Oh. That's a Walking Dead reference.
It is.
I need your body.
No.
Creep, I've heard that one before!
Dark of Lords cannot exist on this planet unless they grow.
I've heard that one before. That's your response to, yeah. I need your body.
Oh, he just became a TIE fighter.
Picture somebody saying to her, like, I want to fuck you like an animal. Right. She's like, oh, I've heard that one before.
Watch out!
I swear to God, though, he did just become a TIE fighter. That gurgling noise was from Star Wars. Yeah. Oh, this is where it turns into hentai.
Yeah. Some tentacle porn.
Yeah, that's,
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's not supposed to look like a penis.
Going into... Yeah.
Oh.
And then the look on his face.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
And that was Jeffrey Jones with a big... big long tongue dick in his mouth. Oh, my goodness.
Man, it was puked up on my beer. I'm sober now.
PG.
PG, ladies and gentlemen.
PG,
PG film. Yeah, his badge is crooked.
I know my rights. Where's my baseball cap?
Shut up.
What? Shut Why did up. That guy have a demon voice?
Handle.
Philzy.
Oh, here's Howard.
Philzy.
In Kitty Land, pretending to be a statue.
Yeah.
Philzy. It's me.
Who, Howard?
I mean, how do you read this script?
I don't.
And think, all right, this is going to make some money. This is going to be a good movie.
Kidnap Beverly. He's taking her back to that science lab.
What?
Well, originally, he's some kind of monster. They were also thinking Howard was going to be animated, kind of like Roger Rabbit style. That this would have been the original Roger Rabbit.
Right.
And who is to say that had they done that, if Roger Rabbit would have been the success that it was.
Exactly.
Because they'd have been like, no.
You want to do what you did with Howard the Dog?
Right.
No,
George Lucas tried that. It
we might
was
not
horrible.
Have gotten Roger Rabbit if this movie hadn't happened. So this movie actually...
Serves a purpose?
Yeah, exactly.
In the grand scheme of things.
It is a necessary film.
There's actually... and Roger Rabbit has a presence at Disneyland. I'm going to be going there soon, and I
There's
will visit
Toontown.
In
Disneyland, in Disney World. In fact, there was another movie, and I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. I'll have to do the research here in a little bit. Because this movie was made, George Lucas needed to make up the money for making this movie, so he gave the rights of something to somebody else, and it ended up being far more successful. And I can't think of what the movie was. I might even be getting the story not totally right. So, I'm going to see if I can find exactly which movie it is I'm thinking of here.
Power.
That's what it is.
Cuyahoga Nuclear Power Plant.
He had just built the Skywalker Ranch, was counting on this to be a success, but it was bombed, so he had to sell off the assets, and that's how Steve Jobs offered to help out, and that led to the creation of Pixar. So if this movie hadn't been made, Pixar might not have happened.
What do you mean, take off?
And we wouldn't have Toy Story, we wouldn't have Inside Out, we wouldn't have Finding Nemo, we wouldn't have every successful film
right.
Pixar has made. So this movie has served a lot of purposes. This is the Jesus... It's appropriate. It's Easter. This is the Jesus Christ of film. It died. It bombed.
And then we resurrected it.
And then that led to...
Wow, diesel's only $1.13.
I'm trying to make religious references, and I'm just falling flat here because I don't know how that shit worked.
Wait 3 days and try again. And there they go.
Now, John Landis
another chase scene
was offered this movie.
Yeah, I read that too.
He, because he and George Lucas are friends, because George Lucas is a friendly guy. He knows all the big people in Hollywood. He just is
just like
not
flannel.
As talented as his name would suggest, since he's the creator of the greatest franchise of all time.
Right.
But anyway, John Landis was offered this film, and the excuse he gave
he
to
turned
not
it
make
down
it was this car chase, this cop car chase at the end was too similar to Blues Brothers, and he didn't want to be known for big
That's
cop
why.
Car. That's why he turned it down.
It's a polite decline.
It is. But then Landis went on to do Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Right.
So Landis isn't perfect either. I love Landis, as you know.
You don't like Beverly Hills Cop?
I love the first one. I am fond of the second one. The third one is a terrible movie.
I gotcha.
It's really bad.
I don't know
bad.
If I've seen the third. Oh, hello.
Oh, man. Those knots are not tied correctly. See, I would have gone with a tortoise shell. And a cat's paw, but that's just me.
That's funny. I used to have a tortoiseshell cat. Unnecessarily snarls at people.
It's like a Trading Places.
Real beating on these junkets. Our nuclear.
Hey, Winthorpe.
Yeah.
Hey.
1.21 gigawatts.
What? Uh-huh.
Billion kilowatts.
Mammy.
A cup of coffee. Back to Leah Thompson tied up. Okay. With bungee cords. Not those are those will stretch.
Again, nylon rope is how I would have gone.
Yeah.
He's dressed he works at Gizmonic Institute.
We had Hentai. And now we have the BDSM.
Okay, this is just a set, cheap set built in a Claire's at a shopping mall. And they closed
the
gate. Come on.
I want to get my ears pierced. Now. I was thinking a dangling feather. Those seem to be in fashion now. Do you have any temporary tattoos?
Oh, they're looking for E.T. Or they're in the Naked Gun full body condom suits. Oh, he's back. Yeah, you look like it. The horror. She's like, that's what my head's going to look like if I keep using all this hairspray.
Damn, it was too close.
I'm just learning here.
Howard, in prehistoric times, you flew.
Yeah.
Fly, Howard. Your instincts.
Oh,
trust your birdness. Fly!
Trust your birdness. Okay. And, this scene goes on way too long.
Way too long. I wonder what small town this was shot in. Looks kind of like the same town from Superman 2.
Oh,
a big truck of cocaine.
Yeah. Tony Montana's going to be pissed.
That's how the director stayed motivated.
It was labeled as a flower company on the side of the truck.
Wait, they passed that building like
they
five
did.
Blocks ago.
Duck hunters.
Oh, no! Not flying, flying here!
Shut up! You're not flying at all!
More flying jokes.
Bombs away!
Why not hit the brakes?
Doing an
They're
Andre
just
the
still
Giant
driving.
Hello, pretty lady.
I still say Jason Segel as Andre the Giant ordering ice cream is one of my favorite Saturday Night Live bits ever.
Did that say Jonah Hill?
Oh, I think they're gonna. Oh, here we go. The duck hunters. And they're gonna dive bomb them. That's like the second or third Tora, Tora, Tora.
Right. And they also used that same shot. That's the fourth time they've used that shot, and their second Wilhelm scream.
Yeah.
All right, movie.
You don't need to be an hour 40 minutes. The duck flies by laughing.
I wonder how intentional that was, or if that was just
completely
by chance.
Like, they can hear you, cop.
Oh, man, every time I see the exterior of that semi-truck, I hope that it's the T-1000 spicing up the movie a little bit.
Oh, exhaust emissions testing.
This is a smog device inspection.
Oh, dear.
I'm really glad that's not Randy Quaid. I thought it was.
Uh-oh. He's not having it.
What?
That guy's... He's like, I'm going to sue.
I want to see your license, Jack.
I have no license. I am not Jack.
Oh. All right.
He just blew him to dust. I'm not going to sue now.
Cop killed him.
He's like, they're going to blame this on me. You all saw it. I didn't leave my car. Okay. Get out of there, Leah.
Industrial lights and tragic.
Why is that necessary? Just go around.
I thought the movie was over. Somebody stop me!
Smog inspection.
What?
I don't know what smog is.
Okay.
And they're still being chased in this thing. How many days do you think they wasted filming this part of the movie?
You mean the movie?
He's still in handcuffs.
These two actors had to actually fly this plane for part of the movie for some of these close-ups.
Really?
Yeah.
Be careful, Tim. You have a career to think of. You may not think it right now, but you're actually going to do okay.
But you're going to be the best actor of this entire cast.
Hudsucker Proxy awaits you.
Which I actually like that movie.
That's another George Lucas one, right?
I think it's a Coen Brothers.
Oh, okay. Then maybe that's it. But he would be making Bull Durham before too much longer, I believe. Nuke Lelouch, where he got to have... love scenes with Susan Sarandon.
I think that's how they met.
Mm-hmm. Later became married for many years. They're not together anymore, I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't normally follow the whole, like, celebrity...
Well, they were together for quite a while.
Right. I thought that was a pretty tragic breakup. I like both of them.
Somehow Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are still together. Never married, I don't think.
That's the key. Never get married. Keep having sex.
Oh.
All right, a vibrating semi-truck.
That's
usually not a good sign.
I was distracted for a minute.
He just looks like evil Doc Brown at this point.
He does. So that's why she's tapping into her memories from Back to the Future.
It's a mirror universe, Back to the Future.
Like, what if instead of hanging out with Marty, Doc Brown tried to kidnap you and be inside you? Or whatever it was. I need your body. That's what it was.
I think Jeffrey Jones would have been an interesting choice for Doc Brown. Guy who hangs out with a teenager all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I'm glad that wasn't the case, because that would have ruined Back to the Future.
Completely.
Which is a pretty perfect movie, in my opinion.
The first one, absolutely.
I'm definitely talking the first one.
Yeah,
they use that screenplay still for college courses.
I remember. Yeah, it's a solid script. You know, whether you like the story or not, as far as just the mechanics of script writing, it is a solid script.
This movie's so bad, we're talking about a movie that has nothing to do with it and how good it is.
We got to lend it a hand once in a while.
Yeah. Or a flipper.
Got to hand it a wing.
Just throttle this baby back.
Oh, no. That's no good. Will this end this scene?
Let's hope.
Filthy, help! Filthy, help me!
Never heard of a duck that couldn't swim!
Shut up and save me!
I think he's speaking from the... as the movie. Like, save me.
Yeah, get me out of this flick.
He's very dry already.
Damn.
One more time, Howard.
Damn.
And Leah Thompson wasn't even on screen. Like,
I mean, yeah, if I walked into a room and saw Leah Thompson tied up on a table, I think my reaction would be, damn.
Yeah, but, you know, he wasn't, I don't think he was looking at that. He was looking at the, whatever that
giant
thing is.
Laser.
Yeah.
Space laser.
But, yep, Leah is just forced to be damsel in distress yet again.
Uh-huh.
We'll find it. Come on, Kelsey.
Which is a shame, because her first scene, she was fighting back.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones punched a guy in the face.
Oh. Ew. Creepy.
Ew.
So, Filzy. Have you ever heard that as a nickname for a Phil ever?
Never. Yeah. Never. Then again, I'm Joseph and go by Seth, so I got no room to talk. I feel. What year did Mega Man 2 come out? Because I feel like Dr. Wily was kind of based on Jennings here.
Never played the Mega Man games.
I'm a huge fan. I still get the music from Mega Man 2 stuck in my head just randomly.
Well, dude, like, if Smurfs gets rattling around in there, I'm sure Mega Man is too. Oh, distracting Leah Thompson shot.
Oh,
that's a drink for me.
Welcome to Dianetics. Authorized.
This is Dianetics. Remember those commercials? The L. Ron Hubbard book back in the 80s. They used to have like commercials on TV for it. That's how I found out about Scientology.
I never saw those.
It had a volcano and everything in the commercial.
Are those the read the book commercials, or is that just an encyclopedia that I'm thinking of? It was like, it would talk about like extrasensory perception, and then somebody would go, read the book.
Oh, I think that might have been a Time Life series.
That was the Time Life series.
Yeah, I used to check those out from the library.
Yeah, Mega Man 2 came out in 88, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like evil. When Dr. Wily turns into an alien at the end of the game, I feel like it was completely inspired by this movie.
The only reason I know Mega Man is because of Captain N, the Video Master, or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
The Nintendo Kid.
Video Game Master. He had his blaster, and he would pause.
Which featured... the voice of Audrey 2 as Mother Brain. Yeah. I think that's the second time that that cartoon has come up on this show. All roads lead back to Stubbs.
Stick shift or automatic?
Howard, you have to get into firing range without him seeing you.
Oh, man. This is almost over, right?
You'd think, but it's got like 20 minutes.
20 minutes left.
It's a long ending.
Oh, he's a stegosaurus. He's growing back spines. Which,
what's this do?
In my opinion, that's going to take any kind of activity on your back out of the equation.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like a seesaw or something like that. Oh.
Shut up.
Bugs Bunny impression.
Yeah, exactly. How does the destroyer of the universe know Mel Blanc Bugs Bunny?
Did I hear someone say shut up?
Yep.
Oh, Beverly, your dialogue is so fucking horrible.
Poor Leah.
Like, she's just doing, like, expository sentences, and none of them are written well at all.
Yeah, see here, we see Dr. Wily turning into an alien.
Okay.
You can see the drawing up there.
Yeah. Oh, another duck joke. Oh, now he's red.
So clearly, Howard's going to have to turn this gun to the bubble blaster setting if he wants to win this battle. You know, and for 86, the special effects are really pretty decent at this point.
This is like Ghostbusters-esque.
Yeah. And speaking of Roger Rabbit, This is pretty much the same ending as Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
And we mentioned Doc Brown. Christopher Lloyd was in that.
Oh, no. What happened to Phil?
Judge Dredd. Not Judge Dredd. Judge Doom. It still won't Two different start. Movies.
Try the seatbelt, Howard.
Seatbelt?
I remember you said Judge Dredd. Going to a Planet Hollywood on a family vacation. It was right around when Judge Dredd was coming out. And they handed out free posters for that movie. And I still never saw it.
I loved Planet Hollywood when I was a kid. I was like the one person who just loved
that restaurant. I had a Planet Hollywood tank top that I used to wear a lot.
I had a t-shirt. I loved that the Chicago Planet Hollywood, as soon as you walked in, there was the Terminator. And it was the actual Terminator prop, the replica of Schwarzenegger at the end. It's all torn up, like as he's being lowered into this molten metal.
However, I will say Dredd.
Steel, whatever I'm trying to say.
Dredd, the movie, is great.
Yeah.
I own that one. But, Judge Dredd,
I got to give Dredd another try. I didn't like it when I saw it.
Really? I wanted them to make a sequel, and I think there's still talk about them doing one.
I liked the casting. I liked Carl ideas Urban. Behind it. He was great in it. The issue that I had was they kept editing, from what I remember. Maybe I'm wrong. But I remember them editing real-time footage in with people being high with the slowed-down perception of time, which just doesn't make sense.
Right,
As far as spatial relation and temporal relation and editing, it's like that's a huge
You wanted break. It to be like a Benny Hill episode.
Yeah.
They're all running around tweaking and yakety sax is playing.
Yeah, and, you know, clothes being torn off to a twink sound effect. Yeah.
That's the Judge Dredd movie you wanted.
Benny Hill's Judge Dredd.
Okay.
He's about to do the Thriller dance.
Speaking of men with young boys.
Oh, no.
He should have said Ducker.
He should have.
Mother Ducker.
Mother Duckin' idiot.
Yeah. Yep, there we go.
That's some pretty solid physicality. Exactly.
Yeah, because... Can you imagine just doing that, though? It's cool with the effects.
No effects.
But great band. When when you're just thinking about Jeffrey Jones standing there convulsing and doing all that, you have to look so stupid.
Yeah.
But you have to commit to it.
But he made it look good.
Yeah.
I got to give him that.
You have to trust the special effects people are going to make it look great, much like Tim Robbins' troll shirt.
I think that a screenshot... with the subtitles on, of Leah Thompson in the last shot was just in parentheses, whimpers.
Yeah.
I think we should...
drink to that?
Drink to that.
All right.
Post it on Twitter.
I need this like I need another tail.
You did it!
Hey, get me down from here!
Come on!
Oh, no, he's still there. Oh, it's Jennings.
That line has me thinking of the possible benefits of a duck having a second tail.
It's not...
That might not actually be a bad thing.
The explosion must have released it, and it's loose.
What about me?
The dark...
What about you? What about you, Beverly?
I give up.
Oh, she just now finally starts to untie herself.
What took you so long?
Oh, nothing. Just got arrested, shot at, handcuffed. I got thrown out of an airplane.
They're now comparing who had the worst day. Yeah.
Cigarette lighter. That's really disgusting.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Yeah, there's more.
Yeah, it's a weird scorpion creature thing. Filzy collapse.
Filzy fainted.
Now
that
Beverly
was a pretty
can be
solid
the,
superhero jump.
Yeah, now Beverly can be the hero.
Oh my god.
It's a crab man with warthog tusks.
It's a rancor.
Yeah, kind of.
Crab hands.
And a predator.
Okay. Yeah.
And a Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
I think I see Boba Fett in there.
A little bit of everything.
Phil, get up! Get up! It's coming!
It's coming. I was just resting.
That belt serves no purpose that Leah's wearing.
It is a nice accent piece.
Oh, dear.
What? All right.
This is, it's Clash of the Titans meets Return of the Jedi meets Predator and a bunch of other shit.
Sinbad and the Seven Seas.
Yeah, it's Harryhausen and Lucas spliced together and had a mentally challenged offspring. I don't know. Like, it's not good.
At the same time, as far as stop motion effects, it's not terrible. That's...
Oh, it's got vagina...
Oh, more tentacle porn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, that's just what came out of his mouth earlier. Now we understand where it actually came from. It was supposed to be his hands, so he was all cramped up inside Jeffrey Jones.
Which really makes no sense. It's sort of like the bug alien at the end of Men in Black. How did all that thing fit into Vincent D'Onofrio?
Sugar.
That was my Vincent D'Onofrio.
He was great in that.
He was.
He's good in everything. And you haven't really followed a lot of the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Have you seen the Daredevil series?
Oh, I was going to say cinematic ones I have. The Netflix series, I have not seen a lot of those.
He was a really good kingpin.
I saw him a little bit. I watched a few episodes of Daredevil, and yeah, he seemed pretty good.
I wasn't sure what he was going for at first, which is what they were going for, and then when his backstory is explained, suddenly what he was doing with the character made perfect sense. It was excellent.
Ew.
Grody.
Moans loudly.
Ew.
It still twitches. Mm. Jeffrey is delighted.
So I'm assuming that Jeffrey Jones did the voice of this. What is he even doing to them? He's just paralyzing them?
I think they're having very intense orgasms.
Well, that's not a bad thing. So Howard's the villain. Because this alien sounds awesome.
3 minutes, and then the rest of the aliens are arriving.
Three minutes of intense orgasms with Leah Thompson. He ran over the alien's foot.
So... I totally forgot to mention, they are doing a Howard the Duck cartoon that's going to be coming out on Hulu.
And that's attached to the MCU? That's Phase 4?
They're doing a few... Sorry, I got distracted by Leah again. Patton Oswalt is writing one of them, think. But there's going to be a Howard the Duck one, and Kevin Smith is attached to it. So...
All right, it's going to be good. Is Seth Green doing the voice, does it say? Or
no idea.
Yay, fireworks.
Oh, climax over.
Tarzan, but no pizza.
Right. Big fan of Burroughs in Duck Planet.
Uh-huh.
Here they come. Leah's still in her underwear. I thought she got dressed earlier, but apparently she still has her bedtime attire underneath.
Well, the Dark Overlord, that's not easy to say.
That's Medea coming back again. The Dark Overlord.
He was giving her an intense orgasm, so maybe her clothes fell off at that point. Counting to arrival.
Over here! 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Have a nice day.
3. Here they come. And there they go. Oh, that's fun.
That's a familiar sound effect. Yeah. What's that from? Is it War Games? Something.
And there they go.
All right.
The wormhole is destroyed.
Which looked like the inside of a colon. I think I just took colonoscopy footage and superimposed it over the sky.
So now Howard is going to be stuck there.
Howard's stuck.
Howard is stuck. That's the song that comes up later. But I think Leah's going to be okay with Ducky being left behind as long as he's alive. Uh, Oh no, is he dead?
Think he's all right? Think he's dead?
Oh. She's upset.
She's undressing him. Smurfs music.
I don't know where you are now.
Right here. This movie made me sneeze.
I'm allergic to shitty cinema.
This world didn't treat you very good.
Very well.
Very well, thank you. But you saved me. All right, well, drink to grammar policing. way to ruin a dramatic moment, movie. All it takes is poor grammar and you've taken us out of the moment.
It's not our fault. We were smart kids and we were in advanced placement classes.
I wasn't even in AP classes. I hope that as I'm dying, if somebody says, I wish I would have treated you gooder, that my last words are, better.
Cold smoke. Murder on the sinuses.
Oh, ducky.
Fooled you, didn't I?
Howard.
It's all right, Toots.
No, that's how you get a woman to love you. Call her Toots.
And
I guess you're allowed once she already loves.
They are now Prince and the Revolution. Because that's exactly what this sounds like.
You're right.
Written again by Thomas Dolby, but this sounds like a Prince ripoff.
Oh, it totally does. So Leah Thompson did not know, even up until the movie was being released, if her voice was going to be ADR.
Really?
The producers said they might just have somebody else sing for her. I don't see why. I mean, she sounds fine. That's not bad.
If it ain't funk, he don't feel it.
Uh-huh.
They could have just used Rick D's Disco Duck, but they felt they needed to... Oh, Q Egg.
He's dressed like the ice cream guy at the end of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Dishes are done, man.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Howard's now going to be on stage. I'm confused why they're such a big band now. They were playing behind a chain link fence earlier, and now they're like the hottest band in the world.
When you got Howard and Phil as your managers,
I guess
that's all it takes.
Oh,
and now he's going to just blatantly rip off Marty McFly.
Exactly.
He's dressed like him, and he's going to steal his moves.
Okay. Yep, he's... Well, you have to do the duck walk.
Yeah.
That's a Chuck Berry reference, which is what Marty McFly was doing there.
Right.
Because this is your cousin, Marvin Berry.
You know that new sound you've been looking for?
So this was Leah's turn to go nuts at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
She was just sniffing the guitar. She wasn't even playing with her tongue, which I would have liked to have seen a little bit more.
And roll credits.
Even the movie knows what's going on.
Oh,
hey.
Hello. All
right.
That was all right. All right.
They made up for about 45 minutes worth of shit with just that two-second move.
She used to be a dancer.
Now, when you say dancer, is that a euphemism?
No, not a stripper.
Oh, okay.
Like, she used to do dance when she was younger. So, she talked about how the stage moves and stuff, that wasn't difficult for her, but playing the guitar while doing it proved to be a little challenging to get used to, and then the singing. So,
okay, wait, go back to Leah. All right.
Oh, and then we've got the romantic music still playing.
Smurfs music.
Not bad for a duck from outer space.
You were great, ducky.
And
so, all right. So yeah. They do fall in love. See, when I was a kid, I
that
wondered,
movie lets you know she gonna fuck that duck.
She gonna fuck a duck.
Suck a duck.
Fuck a duck. I'm gonna fuck me a fish.
So hopefully Howard... Ooh. Bought some more duck condoms
Rubber duckies.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that was Howard the Duck. So probably never need to watch it again. Mission accomplished.
Bucket list. It was actually on my bucket list.
Ducket list.
Move that off. Fuck you. The other one that I haven't seen on my bucket list is Cabin Fever. Or Cabin Boy. Not Cabin Fever. I've seen that one.
I've never seen it either. We figured it out.
That's it. We know what we're
watching.
I
know David Letterman sells sock monkeys.
Turtles 3 and Cabin Boy are our two movies. Never got around to it.
Missed opportunities. That's
what we're calling
that's
it.
How that happens organically.
Wow. So something good did come out of watching Howard the Duck.
Well, I mean,
we figured out two other shitty movies that we have to watch.
You discovered what I've always said about Leah Thompson, and
Pixar.
Yeah,
happened.
Pixar happened.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit happened.
Yep.
We got to drink together.
Yeah.
So positive things can the yin and the yang can exist because Howard the Duck is one big pile of yang. That's what this movie is.
Oh boy, it was something, all right. Cool. And if you guys have never seen it, you probably don't want to now.
Don't
listening to this. I think some of the visuals are good, but you know, you probably heard a majority of what you need to know.
You could edit down the best parts of this movie to probably a minute and a half.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and you'd be fine just seeing that.
Yep. So, Howard the Duck. While the credits roll and we finish up our prairie ritual, we're going to let you guys listen to our closing credits song, which is from one of my favorite old school punk bands. I shouldn't say old school because that implies like 70s era.
Yeah.
But like second generation, like second wave.
Okay.
Pennywise. And this is off their album Straight Ahead. And this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. Alien, and there are legit seven names on the credits right now for Howard T. Duck. T for the.
Is that what that stands for?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Middle initials are always T or J for cartoon characters and comics.
Yeah, so that means Mr. T is Mr. The. Just in case you didn't know. All right, well, I pity the fool who doesn't enjoy this song. This is Pennywise with Alien here on Drunk at the Movies.
Every day convince myself of everything I can and can't believe. Abused, confused. Every day you feel every crime. Just stare out into space and wonder why. Afraid, deranged. Hold on to your promise. You can use it for a crutch.
Stand by while I everything I can and can't believe. Afraid, deranged. Hold on to your promise, you can use it for a crutch. Stand by while all your dreams get trampled in the dust. Leave now before your sweat machines begin to rust.
All right. Well, that song was good, and we're still listening to Howard the Duck, Hunger City, Don't Turn Away, It Don't Come Cheap, Horrible Grammar, and Howard the Duck, all written by Thomas Dolby, performed by Leah Thompson, Dominique Davalos, Liz Segal, and Holly Robinson. And then there were a few other songs. Dr. Dread Dub.
That was
the reggae
music.
Two More Bottles of Wine. Written by Delbert McClinton. I've actually heard of him.
And Daffy Duck's voice by Mel Blanc had to be credited.
It is in the credits.
Does that mean it wasn't Tim Robbins doing it? That they actually had Mel Blanc come? No, because that would have been.
I think they showed a cartoon of Daffy Duck.
I'm surprised.
So they had to do a credit for that.
I would have preferred to watch that.
Yeah. All right. Well, 1986 had some good movies. It had some rough ones. This is one of the latter.
Yes.
But. We will be back next week with a new theme, and they're not going to be...
It doesn't get much better.
It's not going to get much better.
I think it might get worse.
So we're moving on from guilty pleasures to questionable remakes. And we took to Twitter to see, hey, what do you guys think we're going to be watching? But we've got a few lined up for you, and we're starting with one of... my favorite episodes, and also, I believe, one of our most popular.
Yeah.
Came out in October. We watched the original Wicker Man, and we're now going to watch the Nicolas Cage one.
And we had slightly different opinions of the original. I'm guessing our opinion of the remake is going to be a little bit more similar.
Oh, because I said that it would lend itself well to like a modern adaptation, but not like the one that we're about to watch.
Right.
And you were like, no, just leave it alone.
Yeah, you know, I think that I would like to see it remade more like the original. I think I just like the original a little bit more than you, but
gotcha.
We can get into that.
I mean, it.
Next time.
Right. On. So, until next week, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to watch Howard the Duck.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, actually, I think you do.
But you need to be stoned.
Yeah. Happy 420, guys. We're going to watch The Wicker Man now. We'll see you next time.